Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want both of you in a triple threat tag team match right now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the season premiere of What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Yes, we have one.
I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
We are going to do a bigger show, a better show. This is a new year. It's a new you, Eric.
Everything looks different.
We had been informed that Joe had been drafted to another show, but
but it's
Wild card!
Yeah. Boom!
Here he is.
We're gonna hit that not only every week because I'll be here every week, but a lot
on just the next.
It's just like WWE where you know
over
it
under 15.
I don't know. It's gotta be over.
It doesn't matter. It's just like WWE, you know. Wild cards everywhere.
Here's the season premiere of the exact same bullshit we've been giving you for 6 months.
Yeah,
I love
on another show.
I know you guys did the draft show last week, but like, I love how shocked. Oh my god! Oh, what? Matt Riddle to Raw,
right?
AJ Styles to Raw
again.
I can't believe we're gonna see new matches. What match do we see? Riddle versus AJ Styles.
Yes.
Yeah. We already saw that on SmackDown.
Yeah. Remember that Kevin Owens, Aleister Black feud that you love so much?
Yeah.
No, I didn't love it.
You want to see it on Fridays?
You want to see it with blue ropes? Because now it's blue ropes.
It's just the same exact shit.
Completely different.
Right.
Those are blue ropes.
Oh, right.
We have to change the ropes out.
The best every week. Was they announced that Seth was going to SmackDown. He's like, oh, finally, I'm done with all this Mysterio bullshit.
Yeah.
Murphy and the Mysterios get
every feud. They didn't draft wrestlers. They drafted feuds.
Yes.
Yeah. And they flopped them.
Yeah. Right.
New Day was still together this week. Otis and Tucker were still together this week.
Right.
Everyone was still together. Nobody cared.
No.
This is the final time you will ever see the New Day ever on WWE TV.
This week.
Ever. Yeah, no. Like, they'll be together in 6 months. They'll be together at Survivor Series, probably.
I was going to make that joke later. First, we need to thank Daniel Nichols for joining our Patreon.
Boom.
Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. Thank you very much, Daniel. You yourself, everyone else listening, if you're not already on there, get on there.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be recapping Hell in a Cell this Sunday.
Oh, boy.
And we got to do predictions for that later. But first, SmackDown starts with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon in the ring. We haven't seen Triple H on Raw or SmackDown in a while.
No,
right.
No.
So it's like, oh, that's kind of exciting. What is he going to do?
And I thought he was like leaning face and she's such a bitch. So I was like, oh, this doesn't make
sense. Yeah, he's kind of got this like good guy thing and
maybe
she's a fucking bitch.
Maybe he'll pedigree her.
It kind of reminded us of like back in like 2014, 2015 when they would open every show as the Authority.
Right.
You know, those were good times. Those were some good times.
What, we're getting word that Aleister doesn't like that.
He is
repeatedly. Excited to see Triple H. What's he going to do? And all they do is hype the season premiere of SmackDown, even though there was not a season finale.
No.
No.
And there was an episode last week.
Yes.
So none of that makes sense.
No.
We also have the SmackDown roster on the stage, as well as some Raw superstars.
Wild card!
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And they just start rattling off names. They're like, oh, look, it's Kevin Owens. Oh, wow, it's Daniel Bryan. Oh, look, it's the Street Profits. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that awesome?
Right. Yeah.
And then the fake crowd
reaction. Employees.
Yeah.
Sounds surprising.
Wait, they're going to be on that show? All that means is they come to work on a different night. It's the same building.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone's in Florida right now.
Yeah.
None of it means anything.
So Rude and Ziggler attack the Street Profits, and a brawl breaks out. But then Lars Sullivan comes out, beats up a bunch of people. And then
a bunch of people. He comes out like Kane when he returned. He beat up everyone in the ring.
Right. Was this a Royal Rumble?
Yeah, what just happened? Lars is being pushed bigger than anyone ever.
It's a preview of the Royal Rumble because he'll have the most eliminations and then lose.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But then at the end of that, he hits Shorty G with the freak accident because he's Shorty G.
Right.
That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He gets buried more than anyone.
Yep. Yeah.
But then Jeff Hardy shows up.
Oh my, did you say 15, Eric? That was such a low number.
He attacks Lars and drop kicks him out of the ring. So we have Jeff Hardy versus Lars Sullivan.
And why is Jeff there?
Season premiere.
Jeff hits the Twist of Fate and he climbs the top rope. But then Lars Sullivan, he's already gotten up. He grabs Jeff off the top rope and hits the freak accident for the win.
Yeah. So, thanks for no-selling one of the most popular moves of the 90s. Ass.
A move that everybody did in the 90s and today.
Yeah. Really never pinned anyone.
No.
So next up, we have predictions for Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman.
What is
from
this?
The Fox NFL analysts.
This is the worst.
First, we see Tony Gonzalez reading off a teleprompter, and he picks Roman Reigns because he's as good as we've ever seen him, according to Tony Gonzalez, who clearly watches SmackDown every week.
Right.
Then we have Colin Cowherd.
I don't know any of these people. I get a...
Hall of Fame tight end.
Hall of Fame tight end.
Colin Cowherd, he has a show, radio show, and a TV show.
Yeah.
He picks Braun Strowman because he's a football guy. Well, Braun did play football, but Roman actually played more football.
Right.
So you guys watch football, and you know who
these
guys are.
Yes.
Don't watch football.
Yeah.
I don't know who these guys are.
Okay.
Why are they on my wrestling show?
Because Fox owns the rights to everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Why don't have like all your TV show people come on and talk?
You are in the minority, though, of not knowing who football people are.
When you dissect it as wrestling fans, how many wrestling fans are also big football
I'll give you that. But I will say this, Eric. Right. I will say this. We know who these guys are.
Right.
And it didn't make it better.
Right.
It made it worse.
It made it worse because we're like, wait,
but
who are these
football's
guys?
Football's so popular that,
right.
Everyone.
Well, no
much.
Football.
They'll be crossover.
It's the most popular thing.
Yeah. No football fan is going to be like, Tony Gonzalez was giving predictions on this wrestling show?
Well, no.
Clearly, I need to be watching it.
Of course, it's horrible.
Right.
And none of them watch wrestling. It's obvious. Dave Wanstead, the former coach of the Dolphins, doesn't watch wrestling. He picked Roman Reigns because he's coachable. Because get it? He's a coach.
Coachable.
He's a coach. Michael Vick picked Roman Reigns because he's an athlete.
Wait, hold on one second. Michael Vick's on TV?
Yeah.
Did he do horrible things to dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
They couldn't find anyone else to talk about football?
He went to jail.
No.
Wow.
He did his time.
He did his time.
He played football after he murdered those dogs and went to jail.
That's true.
Then he got another.
For the Jets. They're not a franchise.
No, this is the Eagles. He got a $100 million contract after he got out of jail for killing dogs.
I know.
Jesus.
But he liked Roman Reigns because he's an athlete and he is the big dog. And you know how much
playmaker Vic does makes love dogs. Sense.
Oh, yeah. God. That's too real. That's too real.
Michael Vick's backyard dog wrestling.
And then Terry Bradshaw picks Braun because he's a country boy. And then finally, Kurt Menefee, as if we needed his opinion, picks Braun because something's changed in Strowman. He's meaner and nastier than before.
You got nastier, right?
Why couldn't one of them be a wrestling fan and be like, this is Reigns, but are you guys kidding me? I'll put my job on it.
Right, it's always Roman Reigns.
Colin Cowherd was the only one that sounded natural, but even what he said didn't make sense.
Right,
I'm a football guy. I'm going to pick the football guy. Well, Roman Reigns was in the NFL for like a month, but you know what I mean? Like Braun never got to the NFL. Yeah. He played in college.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. So next up, we have Cesaro, Nakamura, and Sheamus versus The New Day.
Wait, how many are technically...
Half of the people in this match are wild cards.
One, two, three.
Wild cards.
Jesus.
So New Day cuts a promo about all their favorite moments as a group. But now they're crying because they're splitting up thanks to the draft. And I said this to Eric last week. Like, this is the New Day breakup we've all been waiting for, right? This is what we've always wanted.
Why isn't someone eating a chair during the New Day breakup? Right.
This Fuck. Is their version of
Xavier Woods needs to go heel.
Right.
He'll be as big as anyone ever. He'll be The Rock, for God's sakes. Why are you not doing this?
Yeah.
So anyways, backstage, Nakamura says, this is goodbye to New Day forever.
Yeah.
Or like Joe said earlier, Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Big E gives Cesaro a Uranagi while Woods gives Cesaro the double knees to the back. And Michael Cole said, Morning Woods is what Xavier calls it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Paige here.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I call it.
You think
it,
they just get away with this stuff because Vince doesn't know what any of this... Because they, you know, New Day's been doing a lot of sexual references.
Yeah. Oh, no. Vince fed that line. For sure.
No way.
Tell them it's called Morning Woods. They won't get that at the censors. Vince, you're 100 years old. Everyone gets everything. There's even something called the Urban Dictionary. You can look everything up in
everything,
a minute.
Everything.
I'll tell you later which line Vince wrote. It's later on Raw.
Yeah.
Nakamura and Cesaro hit Kofi with the swing Kinshasa combo. And then Cesaro and Sheamus have a little bar reunion, and they hit Kofi with their finishing move.
No.
But Big E breaks up the pin. In the end, Woods and Big E hit Sheamus with the Midnight Hour for the win, and then the New Day hug and cry some more.
Yeah.
Because they're never going to see each other ever again.
Ever again.
Ever again.
They can't even have lunch. It's in the rules.
Yeah.
They'll be literally they're sharing the same locker room.
Until next right. week when they're all wild.
I guess they've never heard of future considerations.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, or brand-to-brand invitationals.
Quarterly brand-to-brand.
They're quarterly, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I think you have to pay a quarter, and they let you in.
Yes.
It's like, here's my quarter, I'm a wild card.
Yeah, because right, we know Vince has to get a little bit of everything.
That's true.
So all of a sudden, you know, so they're on Raw now, right?
Right.
And then Big E's on SmackDown?
Yes.
And they're like, wait, why didn't you just draft all of us? Because you could. You know, why'd you only draft us? No, we only drafted Big E.
Right.
Right. We didn't want you guys.
Well, no, Raw was the one that picked first, and they picked Kofi and Xavier.
Yes.
Oh, right.
They could have taken Big E as well, but they didn't want him. Which what I said was that SmackDown never had to draft Big E. They could have just signed him as a free agent after the draft because it's clear Raw doesn't want him.
They do not.
But of course, like idiots, they get him right after. Right.
Of course.
Of course.
Next up we have Kayla Braxton interviewing Otis backstage.
That's so true though.
But Sami Zayn interrupts and tells Otis, you lost Tucker, you lost Mandy, and you're probably going to lose the Money in the Bank briefcase too. And Otis gets upset and he shoves Sami to the ground.
Hmm.
Where are we about that whole court thing?
Nowhere.
Where are we?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
There's more of it on Raw where it still gets nowhere. next up we have Daniel Bryan. He cuts an in-ring promo. Brie Bella and their daughters on one of the fan screens.
Yeah.
And Daniel's all excited about the new additions to SmackDown. He's like, I can't wait to fight this guy and this guy and this guy again. And then Seth Rollins interrupts and tells Daniel, you know, you didn't mention me. You know, greater good bullshit. Which side of history will you be on? You're either with me or against me. And Daniel says, your version of the greater good sounds kind of dumb. Which really sounds like when Daniel was a heel.
Right.
It, no, like,
it really does.
It really does.
It's just that Seth's eating meat, so.
Yeah.
That's the only
as far
difference.
As we know.
Yeah.
Then Ray and, I'm sorry, Seth then sheep shots Daniel and attacks him, but then Daniel knocks Seth out of the ring. Then Ray and Dominic Mysterio come out, so Seth runs to the back, and Ray and Dominic are about to attack him, but then Murphy runs out to the ring, and Murphy stands next to Seth, but then he tackles Seth to the ground and knocks him out of the ring. Mm. And Seth leaves. Murphy offers a handshake to Ray and Dominic, but they decline. And,
you got to earn that trust back.
I guess so.
By fucking his daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess so.
And Cole keeps mentioning the season premiere
of
SmackDown.
So if Murphy's...
But that would mean new storylines.
Right. We can't have that.
Yeah.
God forbid.
So if Murphy's a face again, does he get his buddy back?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. You can only
get your buddy back.
Yeah.
Here's your buddy.
Right. Next up, we have Fox NFL analyst Jay Glazer's draft recap.
You can hit that one.
Who are you?
Eric, I don't know.
He's like their fantasy football guy. He tells us that Bianca Belair is the future of the women's division.
Mm.
nice. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
And he says, oh, you know, we can't let Braun Strowman take the Universal Championship to Raw. And then his segment ends and Michael Cole says, "That you know what? He's right. If Braun Strowman wins the Universal Championship tonight, then SmackDown doesn't have a world title."
Is there a sword
first of all,
that Michael Cole can fall on or something?
First of all, fuckface.
Yeah.
World title? What's the name of the fucking title? Universal.
Yeah.
Dumb shit.
Yeah. Right.
Which it was stupid to name that in the first place. Right.
They retired the world title because the universe is bigger, idiot.
Yeah, right.
Why have a world when you can have a universe, moron?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So next up, we have the Street Profits versus Rude and Ziggler for the SmackDown tag titles. Mm. Rude and Ziggler get disqualified 1 minute into the match.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Rude and Ziggler hit the Spinebuster zigzag combo on Dawkins, but then Ford jumps off the top rope and hits them with a crossbody. Killing Rude and Ziggler.
Yes.
Like, the segment's over.
Right. He came down from, like, 15 feet.
Yeah, he was pretty high up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they show Ric Flair on one of the screens, and he's like, and, you know, he loves it because he did a Skittles commercial with them that they play every commercial break.
Sewing something. And
next up, we have Sasha Banks and Bayley's contract signing for Hell in a Cell. This is the only contract signing that is required for Hell in a Cell, apparently.
Right.
We have Adam Pearce as the moderator.
Like, if you're going to have this guy out there doing stuff every week, let us know what the fuck he is.
Right. He's just a WWE official, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the official official.
Yeah. Head official?
That's all they say.
No, not head official.
And he did nothing in this segment.
No.
He literally just was like, okay, please sign the contract. And that's all he said.
You can use my pen. I need that back.
Yeah, where's the segment of Vince like telling him, I need signatures. I need signatures. Don't disappoint me. Yeah. And wear this costume. Right. Wear this costume.
It's for me.
Yeah. So Sasha comes out. She looks amazing, like ever before.
She wore paint to the ring.
Pretty much.
That wasn't an outfit.
And
you
the
can't
dance
fit it
she
like
did
that.
On the stage just was, oh my God. Afterwards, there was just...
It's like I was like the...
A ghost came in my movie room and exploded. And there's a ghost. There's a ghost. No, there's a ghost in here.
Well, my joke won't be that, so never mind.
I saw that from South Park, but yeah. So Sasha signs the contract and tells Bayley, I've been waiting for this for a very long time. I thought she wanted to be Bayley's best friend. Like, until Bayley turned
up. Yeah, very long time. Like, at least 2.5 weeks. She's been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time. All right.
Yeah.
That means Bayley was right when she says, look, one of us is going to turn on the other. I just beat you to it.
Right. Yeah. Bayley's like, I just want to be done with this so I could continue being the longest reigning SmackDown's women's champion, which I did all by myself. And, so, you know, Sasha's like, are you fucking kidding me? She says, you were going to turn on me. I just did it first. So Sasha says, friends don't turn on each other. And I helped you keep that title. And when I beat you for that championship at Hell in a Cell, that'll be the icing on the cake. Mm. And then Bayley leaves without signing. And Sasha tells her, you will sign the contract one way or another.
Well,
and then they hit the...
Or another. Is there another way?
One way or another.
Or another.
What's the other way besides signing the contract?
She's going to beat her ass and make her put a pen in her hand and just
jab her in the eye and then blood or something.
So great job, Adam Pearce. You had one job.
One job.
Sign the contract.
Well, technically, we don't know what his job requirements are because we don't know his title.
They should have just had one joke and they could go to this anytime they want. He goes backstage and you don't see who's talking to him. He goes, I couldn't get her to sign. And then they just pan to Vince, and he's like,
mother.
And that's it. That's the only time Vince is on camera when Pierce can't get the job done.
All right, well, you know what you have to do. Kiss my ass. The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on all the action at Bet Online. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on win, division, and championship futures today. So head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Next up, we have random celebrities wishing SmackDown a happy season premiere.
You know, like normal celebrities do for every show.
Yeah. Joel McHale loves Sami Zayn.
Okay.
For some reason.
He's not looking in the camera. He knows better. He was like this the whole time.
Yeah. George Kittle, who is a legit wrestling fan, so at least we have one.
Cut out a Stone Cold right
next to him. He's got a Stone Cold standee, and he loves Seth Rollins. And then we have Ken Jeong, and he just congratulates SmackDown.
A guy who was actually on Raw once.
He was, yeah. That's right.
Right. Yeah.
A very long time ago.
Yeah.
Being fucking stupid as shit.
With Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Talking about Summerfest.
Summerfest. And then next up, we have Rob Stone from the Big Noon Kickoff Show. For the college football kickoff show that Fox has on Saturdays. And he's FaceTiming Stone Cold Steve Austin because he's on their show the next day. And I actually watched it Saturday morning when they had Stone Cold on. And it was just a stupid, awkward FaceTime video that they're recording Rob Stone holding the phone like, "Hey, Stone Cold, tell me someone in football that you want to give a stunner to." And then you can tell Stone Cold hates it. Stone Cold's like,
"I'd love to give a stunner to the Stanford, the tree. I hate that tree, man." And he's like, "Okay, Stone Cold, give it a stunner for him."
And it's just fucking horrible. It just makes both people look like idiots. It makes Stone Cold look bad. It makes Rob Stone
it
look bad.
No one.
Robert Stone. Remember Rob?
You mean Robert Stone.
Robert Stone?
The Robert Stone brand. No? That's a coincidence?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wasn't he the 24/7 champion or something?
And wait, isn't that movie with Jon Moxley? Isn't his character's name Rob Stone in that movie as well?
I think so.
Are you serious? The Cage Fighter?
I think so.
Oh, Lord.
That Cage Fighter movie that we have to recap whenever it comes
out.
What
a name.
It's out.
Oh, it's out?
It's out.
It's out where?
Well, it's
coming
just out.
To an Amazon Prime near you.
Right. I don't know. No, but Rob Stone is a former 24/7 champion.
Oh, he plays Randy Stone.
Randy Stone.
Oh, Randy Stone.
Yeah. And his name's under Jonathan Good. Wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just go by Moxley? He's playing Moxley character.
Right.
Like, because he loses in the movie, can't have Moxley lose.
Right. I like how Christian and Edge both got like a straight to streaming movie deal. With Money Plane and Cage Fighter.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's weird that Christian would be in a movie starring an AEW wrestler.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know Vince is going to be pissed about that. What the fuck? What the fuck is this bullshit?
Pay me, Vince. I want to be on your Legends deal. You won't sign me.
Yeah.
Asshole. No, but again, don't forget Rob Stone was a former 24/7 champion.
He was?
Yeah.
Bottom right.
He pinned.
Who are you?
Like when they first.
I'm talking about the 24/7.
When they
title.
First went to Fox, he pinned R-Truth, and then R-Truth won it back.
I said that
he
earlier.
Pinned someone, yeah,
right.
So next up, we have the main event of SmackDown: Braun Strowman versus versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. We got.
You could probably do top left.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we've seen this.
Yeah, we have
100 times.
We got Mark Henry, Keith Lee.
Welcome!
Oh my God, right.
Yeah.
And Goldberg on the fan screens. We also have Jey Uso watching backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And then Greg Hamilton, the ring announcer, introduced Braun Strowman first. And then he also introduced Roman Reigns instead of Paul Heyman doing it.
Yeah, that was weird.
Why didn't Paul Heyman do it?
Yeah, Paul Heyman.
What like, that's are you like there his for? One thing.
Yeah. Why are you there then?
Right.
Right.
He doesn't interfere in matches.
No.
Like, what's the point of him
now
being
he just
there?
Carries the title, but he doesn't really do much at all now.
Yeah. So Braun gives Reigns a choke slam and goes for the pin. But once again, Roman low blows Braun as he kicks out.
That's a hell of a move.
Right.
It's like his new setup move.
Yeah. And then Reigns hits the spear, but Braun kicks out. And then in the end, I guess Roman was watching AEW a lot lately, watching one of his best friends, Jon Moxley, because then Roman makes Braun pass out to the guillotine choke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I mean, he's beaten Braun with a spear every fucking time.
Right.
He's always beaten Braun with a spear.
After being tipped over in an ambulance.
He won the championship at Payback with the spear to Braun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who gives a fuck?
Right.
The guillotine choke. Oh, God. Yeah. Well, I guess we have to do that too now.
Then, I did count another again, even though you didn't hit the button.
For
that match.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jey Uso comes out to the stage after the match. Roman gives Braun another spear. And then he invites Jey to the ring. Jey heads to the ring, but Heyman gives Roman a chair. Roman points to Braun and tells Jey, if I could do this to him, imagine what I could do to you. Roman hits Braun with a chair a few times. Officials try to stop him, but he pushes them away and hits Braun with the chair some more. Jey gets to the ring because he doesn't like this. Because he cares about Braun.
He does, apparently.
You know, Braun Strowman, who attacked Alexa Bliss a couple months ago.
Yeah.
You know, tried to murder Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
You know, don't hit him with a chair.
He's probably beaten the Usos in a handicap match or something.
I'm sure.
So Jey gets in the ring. Roman drops the chair, and Roman tells Jey, I love you. I would never hurt you. And then Roman turns his back to Jey and tells him, take your shot. Jey picks up the chair, thinks about it, but then tosses it back down. Roman turns around. He goes for a hug, but then Jey punches him, super kicks him. And then hits Roman with the chair while screaming, I love you too! I love you too!
You can tell.
It's a weird relationship.
I didn't understand any of this.
That's what you guys do.
It's a weird relationship.
Like you beating Joe with a chair. Yeah. Like, I love you.
Right. Telling me how much he loves me.
Yeah.
Officials grab Jey and stop him. And then Roman gets up and gives Jey a Superman punch. And then Reigns was watching Goodfellas, I guess, earlier this week. And he was like, this is your last chance. Now I got to turn my back on you. Which, you know, this is Goodfellas line.
Another time where they're holding the face. 10 guys are holding the face.
Right.
So that the bad guy can get up, punch the face.
Uh-huh.
Wait, now the bad guy's got control of this. Hold him back. No, they all just go,
nope.
Well, we're done here.
Yep.
I don't know why you couldn't give
done our job.
Jey Uso this one little victory.
Right.
You know, it's always got to be Roman.
It's always you,
don't
Roman.
Don't ever forget it.
Right. All right. So that's the end of SmackDown. The season premiere of Monday Night Raw. We have a new theme song and intro for Raw. And I'm listening to it. I'm like, this sounds just like Eminem. They didn't get Eminem. But no, they just got a bootleg Eminem.
Yeah.
It's a white rapper who sounds just like Eminem. I looked it up at the time. He had like two initials. Like
NF?
NF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like some of his... one of his songs was for NF. Takeover San Antonio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he sounds just like Eminem.
Right.
Like
he raps really fast, too.
Yeah. So anyways, the red lights come on, and Alexa Bliss is in the ring. Mm. She says, Monday Night Raw, he's here. Let him in. And then The Fiend makes his long entrance to the ring. The Fiend puts his hand up, and Alexa places her hand on his. Mm-hmm. And then we hear some new shitty music.
You didn't second emphasize shitty song. Shitty enough.
Yeah, a second shitty song in the first like few minutes. And Retribution comes out to the ring. So they have entrance music finally, and it sucks.
Horrible.
Fucking horrible.
Terrible.
It's weird. It's like B-movie horror music. It's weird.
Like, this is what happens when you get rid of CFO.
Yeah.
Who did all your awesome music over the last 10 years.
You gotta save a penny.
Now, like someone else does it, and it just all the new music sucks.
Yeah.
All the new music sucks. So Retribution surrounds them in the ring, but then the lights go out and the Fiend and Alexa vanish. But then the Hurt Business comes out, so Mia Yim leaves the ring because, you know, she's the girl. Yeah.
Did you hear when the lights went out? They're like, where did he go?
Yeah.
Like the first person ever to acknowledge
the
it.
The lights went out, and then you hear Mustafa Ali again go, get him. And they're like, where did he go? Oh my God, I'm sorry, boss. Yeah.
That's where basically they become on this episode.
Yes.
So Hurt Business throws Stooges. Retribution out of the ring, and then Cedric Alexander dives onto all of them. Mm. So that was, you know, that was cool. Like a face turn for the Hurt Business.
Season premiere.
Again.
Another face turn. Yeah.
Next up, we have Retribution versus the Hurt Business.
Next week will be bad, guys.
Mid-match, they're all outside of the ring, and The Fiend appears on the Titantron.
Mm.
And they're like, oh my God, it's The Fiend!
Nope.
And then we
cut to black.
We go to commercial. That's a really shitty way of going to commercial.
They come back from commercial.
The Fiend did it.
Fiend's not there.
No. Nope.
He's just laughing on camera.
Yeah. And in the end of this match, Lashley makes T-Bar tap to the Hurt Lock for the win. Retribution is 0-2.
Is no more.
They are 0-2.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. They're not used to having tag rules.
Yeah.
They can't function with tag rules.
Right. But they're clearly pussies. They tap immediately. Right. It's like, oh, no, not that. No. And then after the match, the lights go out. The Fiend appears and takes out all of Retribution. He's about to give Ali the Sister Abigail, but T-Bar saves him, so he gets the Sister Abigail. But everyone in Retribution's laid out and just buried.
Yep.
Which I don't mind. I hate this stable, but why even bother making this stable?
What was the point of the last 2 months if you're just going to let everyone kick their ass?
Everyone.
How do you tap out in your first real match? Well, I guess it's their second match.
Yeah.
How do you just tap? Like, I'm just going to, nope, I'm done. This is too much, mommy!
Yeah.
Mom!
I guess Hurt Business is right. They're a bunch of pussies.
They are.
When it comes down to it.
They are.
And
by the way, Dijakovic fought Karrion Kross and wouldn't tap to Karrion Kross.
Right.
He had to be murdered by Karrion Kross.
Literally.
But T-Bar
is a different
story.
He's
a pussy. That's such what T-Bar a pussy. Does. He's such a
Did
bitch.
Did you notice he kept having to, like, fix his mask when he was, like, running the ropes? I'm like, this...
Oh, that'd be funny. It's like, he's terrible. About to tap off, and then someone rips off his mask, and he's like, no!
Right. Yeah.
My character and doesn't
again,
do this.
No explanation for why Mercedes Martinez is no longer part of the group.
Right. Nope.
There used to be two girls
well,
there.
Well, there used to be 12, and now they're down to 4.
Yeah.
5 with Mia Yim.
Yeah. So I don't see what the point of making this stable is.
No.
But after all that, Alexa appears in the Titantron, and she says, let me in, but it's Bray's voice saying it.
A little weird, but...
That's hot. I had a weird boner there.
I mean, yeah. I'll still smash.
Next Eric, up, would you rather have Alexa Bliss with the Bray's Fiend's voice?
With Bray's cock.
Or Vince McMahon with Alexa's voice? Well,
I'm going to go with Alexa on that.
That sounds like Alexa.
Yeah. Have you heard of gag balls?
Jesus.
Anyways, next time.
Don't kink shame me.
Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Matt Riddle.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Riddle's first feud on SmackDown.
AJ Styles.
Was against AJ Styles.
Uh-huh. This is his first feud on Raw?
AJ Styles. So AJ comes
out. You can't make this shit up, people. This is exactly what they did.
This whole thing is made up.
Yeah, right. It sure is. Horribly.
So AJ comes out first with the giant bouncer from Raw Underground.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
And AJ cuts a promo calling himself the new leader of Monday Night Raw. The ref rings the bell and then asks the bouncer to get out of the ring, but he won't move.
I hated this.
So the ref says, all right, I'm going to count to 5, and if he doesn't leave the ring, then you're disqualified. So the ref starts counting. He's like, 1, 2, but then the bouncer grabs the ref's arm, and they play, the production team plays a shocked sound effect from the crowd.
Right.
He grabs his arm, and then you hear, oh!
Yeah. Yeah, right. and then the guy goes, come on, man, please, I'm just doing my job.
But as if anyone watching had that reaction, like he grabs the ref arm, and we all went, oh my God.
He grabbed the ref's arm?
That's crazy. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen done to a ref.
He's going
to
be suspended forever.
I mean, I've seen, you know, Kane pile up 10 refs together and pour gasoline on them.
Yeah, but this...
But grabbing his arm?
What is the sound of eyes rolling? Because that's the sound I made.
I know. I mean, grabbing a ref's arm, I don't know about...
That's some renegade shit!
Yeah, it really is. Crazy shit. So he begs the bouncer to leave, and he eventually does. And then Riddle tries to attack AJ outside the ring, but the bouncer stands in his way, and Riddle falls down and looks horrified. It's basically like the same reaction like when you fight Bray Wyatt or The Fiend, and he does his upside down thing, and then it's like, what?
No, he just stand there.
Yeah. later, Riddle gets knocked out of the ring, and the bouncer walks up to him and makes a fist. And then Riddle again shits his pants and runs back into the ring. But then AJ
like makes a slow fist. I don't think he's ever made one before. He's like, oh. Right.
That's why he never fought at Raw Underground.
Right. Thumb outside.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Riddle runs back in the ring. AJ kicks him and then hits the Styles Clash for the win. Which, AJ beating Riddle is fine, but they made Riddle again look like a complete moron. Which I guess he is.
He's
always, scared little bitch.
Yeah.
Next up, they even played a Matt Riddle promo earlier in the night, but I was too, disgusted to even, type it or get the audio, but he's like, I'm Matt Riddle, and I do all this, and I do it in bare feet, bro. And it's like, God.
And Joe was like...
So does every UFC fighter.
I'll do it.
Next up, we have Charlie Caruso interviewing Drew McIntyre backstage. Remember the Yokozuna promos they had back then where they were like, he wrestles in bare feet?
Yeah.
All the crazy shit. So yeah, Caruso interviews McIntyre backstage, but he takes the mic from her and cuts his own promo on Randy Orton. He says he'll put Orton through hell to keep his title. He also mentions Orton's interview, which is scheduled for later, and he says, maybe I'll show up. So we'll get back to that later. Next up, we have the much-anticipated championship match. We have Lana versus Asuka for the Raw Women's title.
Battle Royal. Really worked hard.
Yes. Yeah. Asuka locked for in the 2 minutes.
Yep.
Asuka locked 2 minutes in.
It was like 2:20 actually. It was longer than
we say a minute last week?
Yeah. Does it go a minute?
Same thing.
I guess it went 2 minutes. Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler attack Asuka after the match. And then for the fifth week in a row, Nia gives Lana a Samoan drop through the announce table.
Thought she was going over this time.
The punishment continues.
Yeah. I thought she was going over this time.
Over against Asuka.
No, like Lana was going to not get pushed through the table. I thought she was going to not go through the table. She was going to fight off, the two tag team champions.
Yeah. I thought she was going to
little fists.
But I thought she was going to go over too, over the top of the building.
So then Shayna attacks Asuka again, but Asuka knocks her out of the ring. And we go to commercial. When we come back, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler are doing an in-ring promo. They say they're the best, and they dare anyone to do something about it. So Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke come out. But then Lacey Evans and Peyton Royce come out. They're fighting over the spotlight.
Did they lock pinkies?
No, they didn't. No. But why have the Iconics break up if Peyton Royce is just going to be another tag team?
Right. Yeah.
Right away.
For series.
And then we have one more team. It's the Riot Squad.
Wild card!
1, 2.
Yeah. Oh, we're
up
10.
To 10. Double digits.
So we have Nia and Shayna versus Mandy and Dana versus Lacey Evans and Peyton versus the Riot Squad. Nia gets the win with a Samoan drop on Lacey Evans.
Why are you doing this?
No. There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
No, fuck you.
Is Finn Balor still on there?
Yes, he is.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
Why have this match if Nia and Shane are just going to win again?
Yeah.
Was it for the titles? I guess no one's ever challenging for those titles.
No.
No, it wasn't for the titles.
It wasn't, yeah.
That's why
I thought the Riot Squad was going to win.
For the titles.
No.
Yeah. Pointless.
Fatal four-way tag match.
Completely pointless.
For nothing.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a concert from Elias, and he has a full band this time. I guess it's the real band he uses for his fucking album.
There's a name, but it was under the song.
Who cares?
Universal.
He plays a full shitty song.
Oh, my God.
And then he promotes his new shitty album, and then he's like, thank you, I love none of you. And the fans are cheering so loud that Elias says, oh, you want an encore? Okay, I'll play another song. Give me my guitar. He yells at a stagehand, but the guy has his back turned to Elias, and he's playing the guitar. Really,
Jeff Hardy.
What?
Right.
Joe, don't jump the gun here.
Yeah.
He's playing the guitar so well, and it's super legit because his back's turned.
He's like moving around.
And Elias gets pissed off, but the guy turns around. But his face is covered. So,
Jeff Hardy.
Retribution member.
Jeff Hardy.
I don't know. A Tozawa Ninja. Those were my first two guesses, really.
Retribution or Tozawa Ninja, obviously.
But I mean, no. I mean, it was fucking Jeff Hardy. Holy shit.
What?
Wow.
Can't believe it.
Wow, Joe. How'd you call that?
Is he on Raw now?
Yeah, he's on Raw now.
He's on Raw now.
He officially is on Raw.
I don't know.
It's up in the air. Well, I think we already hit it for SmackDown. So
yeah. So Jeff swings the guitar, but Elias ducks and runs away because it's a real guitar.
And he screams, I didn't hit you with my car.
Yeah.
But I will fucking kill you
right.
with this guitar.
Well, he got hit. He got hit. So.
With this real electric guitar that is not hollow inside.
I will fucking kill you with it. But right. I didn't hit you with my car.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
God.
And then backstage, Elias tells Caruso that he's challenging Jeff to a match at Hell in a Cell.
In the cell?
No.
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 No. No.
Which, by the way, as of right now, while we're recording this, there's only 4 matches confirmed for Hell in a Cell. And that's the only match that isn't a Hell in a Cell.
Right, right. I can't wait till probably like December when it's Elias and Jeff Hardy in a stage dive match.
Yes.
Probably.
Guitar in a pole match.
First to throw your opponent off the stage.
Coal miner's glove.
I'm surprised they've never had that match.
Oh, for sure.
How has that not been
all the
match?
Musical talent they have?
Have you ever heard of a coal miner's glove on a pole match before NXT?
No.
Because did you, I don't know if you listened to the show this week.
Yeah, I did.
Like everything on the wheel, Andrew read it and we're like,
yeah.
What are these?
Then we found out they did it in the 1940s.
apparently it's very tough.
You know, when coal mining was.
when coal mining was a thing.
Yeah.
All right, next up we go backstage and Miz and Morrison are hanging out talking about how they're going to get the briefcase from Otis. But then Tucker walks up and he says, Otis and I might not be on the same roster anymore, but I'm going to find a partner. And I'm going to ruin your lives tonight.
All right. Good.
And then Miz and Morrison.
And everyone watching at home.
Miz and Morrison accept the match because Tucker finding a tag team partner is laughable.
Right.
But we'll come back to that. First, before that, we have Kofi Kingston versus Sheamus.
Is that
I mean, again? I'm sure we've seen it before.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was his first title defense. I'm sure it was his first title defense.
For sure.
So Sheamus talks literal shit before the match.
So 4 years it's been since the New Day.
Bean.
We're on Raw. But Piggy's on SmackDown, right? So that makes you 2/3 of the New Day.
2/3?
2/3, man.
Poop! Do you get it? Two-thirds. It's poop. That's the line that Vince wrote.
Two-thirds.
Because you know why? Because it's such good shit.
Two-thirds.
He called the shit poop.
Yeah.
Two-thirds.
So then Kofi says, with Biggie on SmackDown and me and Woods on Raw, the New Day gets to spread our seed of positivity all over the WWE universe.
I mean, how can
this his face? That's where I think like Vince, you know, doesn't realize what they're actually saying.
Yeah.
You know, he's like Skeets, like Woods was literally doing like the Skeet thing.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to spread our seed all over. Like, what?
Didn't he say like, don't come out here Skeeting that negativity all over us?
Did he?
Skeeting that seed.
If they've said Skeet before. I remember when they said Skeet and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But then during the match, Big E was watching on one of the fan screens.
Welcome!
He's on the show.
Right. He's on the show.
Yeah, we did it for Keith Lee on SmackDown.
Yes, right. Yeah,
we
did.
And it's so bad when they show.
He's just.
Why not cut to the actual feed?
Right.
Instead of filming what they're. You know what I mean? Like what it looks like.
Filming what they're filming.
Cut to the actual feed, but no, they're filming the fucking horrible. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
So Kofi wins with Trouble in Paradise. Who cares? Next up, we have a backstage promo from Mustafa Ali with Retribution behind him.
Here it comes.
And Ali comes clean.
I mean, I guess this, at this point, I should just go ahead and confess. That mysterious hacker over on SmackDown, yeah, that was me.
Wow, what a reveal.
Right.
Holy shit.
We called it, Eric, 2 weeks ago. Andrew's like, there's no fucking way they do that. Andrew... You don't think WWE is as bad as we do. Because they did it.
You know when else we called it?
What?
6 fucking months ago.
Yeah, I know. When we said it was Ali.
He said the SmackDown hacker. Can I get a bottom right?
Uh-huh.
Who are you?
Yeah. Well, we know who he is now.
That is.
No, I don't remember any hacking.
Oh, I thought Ali's reveal as leader of Retribution was the worst reveal ever.
This was?
No, this is the worst reveal ever.
Right, yeah.
Hey, by the way, the SmackDown hacker, that was me.
Hey, you guys...
I might as well just...
That was me. I,
okay, it was me.
You guys still watch SmackDown?
Yeah.
That's like... That's the worst... Like, just... It's so awful. Like...
Right.
It's just so bad. It's like, oh, we forgot to pay that. Oh, right. All right, we'll just pay it off with this one little stupid line.
Hey, what's this sticky that fell behind the desk? Pay off SmackDown hacker. Oh, shit.
And fuck
this
off.
This segment was multiple that, award nominee.
That doesn't even count as a payoff. It really doesn't.
No.
That is no payoff.
No, fuck you guys for that
horrible.
Payoff.
Yeah. Also backstage, Titus O'Neil tells the Hurt Business that he would be a hell of an addition for their team. And his connections could take them worldwide.
Huh?
Which, by the way, I don't even know if Titus is on the right show. I don't know where
First
he got
of
drafted.
All, no, he got drafted to Raw.
Like, I didn't know that.
Like,
he was like a second rounder.
Got drafted. Yeah,
that's right.
He got drafted.
That's right.
Early. Yeah. And why wouldn't they want... Okay, so keep reading.
Yeah, MVP's like, give us a second to think about it. And then he's like, all right, we thought about it. We in business. And then Titus is excited, but MVP's like, no. No, we are in business. And then Cedric punches Titus, and the four of them just kick Titus to death.
They kill Titus.
I thought
they want to expand the brand. You got to take on Retribution. Like, why not take the largest guy out of all of you, even bigger than Lashley?
Yeah.
Right.
You know why? Because he's never won a match.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Never ever.
You know why they didn't want Titus O'Neil?
Why is that?
Why?
You know why they didn't want him?
Why?
Why?
Glass Joe.
Oh.
You want to know why else they didn't want Titus O'Neil?
Why?
You want to know why?
Yeah, why?
Because even Zack Ryder used to beat him.
Oh, God. That is true.
Yikes. Kurt Hawkins, he used to roll him up all the time.
All the time.
On main event.
And you know
or
what
house
else?
Shows.
He tripped and fell completely under the ring as a 7-foot guy. And, Royal Rumble.
It's amazing.
Just amazing.
Yeah. Next up, we have Miz and Morrison versus Tucker and his partner, El Gran Gordo. El Gran.
Who are you?
Which I, you know, I mean, come on.
Welcome!
Yeah. I'll
you know, he looks and sounds like someone familiar.
Si, Señor Tucky. Yo soy El Gran Gordo!
Yeah.
So.
Sure, for a second it's funny, and then it's like, okay.
So.
Just get on with it.
Si, Tucky.
Si.
Si,
Tucky. Si, Señor Tucky.
Yeah, I mean, it does make me laugh.
So I guess Vince over the weekend watched Nacho Libre.
This is the Money in the Bank winner.
Because this was clearly that.
And he's still holding the lunchbox. And Tucker's like, yeah, he's holding it for Otis. Why does he need to hold it for Otis?
Right, yeah.
Miz says, it looks like you ate Lucha House Party.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And then during the match, R-Truth runs into the ring, then to the back, followed by Drew Gulak, Tozawa, and the Lucha House Party.
And then the
sorry, and a ref.
I guess he regurgitated them.
Yes. And El Gran Gordo wins with the Vader Bomb to the Miz. And then backstage after the match, Mandy brings El Gran Gordo a giant ham, and then they dance with the New Day. How fun. If Michael Cole was on Raw, he'd be like, ah, I mean, this is just so much fun. How could you not love that? Next up, we have a new episode of Firefly Funhouse. Bray's excited to make new friends now that he's on Raw. He has some fun with the puppets, and he tells Rambling Rabbit that he'll be nicer to him from now on, but then Mercy eats him again.
Well, Bray said he was going to be nicer to
right.
him. Mercy said, fuck that.
Fuck
I'm hungry.
That shit. Then there's a knock on the door. Bray opens it, and Alexa Bliss makes her first appearance on the Funhouse.
Bust a nut, bust a nut, bust a nut.
Yeah.
So I don't know good. If that was enough. I mean,
I don't know.
That was so good.
She walks she in. So good. Just. Looking right. fucking hot as
I'm like,
fuck.
Where did all this crème fraîche come from?
And then Bray says, looks like I saved the best surprise for last. And then Alexa says, and our fun's just getting started. And then, yes.
Bust a nut.
You get to look the poison out.
Yeah.
so, bust the poison out.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, we have Braun Strowman versus Keith Lee.
So many. Just full
although they told us this is their first ever matchup.
Uh-huh.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
No.
On Raw?
No. No, because one didn't count.
Right.
Because it was non-sanctioned.
Non-sanctioned.
Oh, non-sanctioned.
Non-sanctioned match that ended in a double countout.
Yeah.
By the way, Ric Flair and JBL are watching the match on the fan screens. Mm. Lee sets up for the spirit bomb, which you know is no chance of happening. but Braun headbutts Lee in the balls. And they're like, oh, the ref didn't see it. It's like, really? He was right fucking there.
Right there.
Braun then gives Lee a big boot to the chest for the win. Mm. That's it. Nowadays, we have guys kicking out of fucking power bombs through tables.
Mm.
Just the craziest shit, big boot.
Right.
To the chest.
Mm. Dead.
And Tom Phillips had the audacity to say, big boot to the face. Wasn't even close to the face.
Yeah.
He can't get his foot up right. that high.
Of course not. He's just a man. Very large man.
Yeah.
Of all the people who doesn't know about things coming to the face, Tom Phillips is not that person.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that is true. Fair. So after the match, Lee stands up and kicks Braun right in the balls. Braun spits, and it gets all over his face and beard. Like, it looked like he took a load to the face. Like, it was disgusting.
Well, he saw Alexa.
Do we need, like, a new, like, sperm reference? Because this is, like, three.
How many bust a nuts?
Yeah.
Well, we got five.
Skeet.
Five bust a nuts for Sasha. Five for Alexa.
True. Yeah.
And then Keith Lee tells Braun, monster meet dragon.
So he's the new dragon?
But aren't dragons monsters? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's Ricky Steamboat.
How many more times are we going to see this match, by the way?
But is he a heel now?
How long he got?
No, he's just getting revenge for the balls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to get revenge for your balls.
Balls.
Next up, we have Randy Orton in ring promo inside Hell in a Cell. He talks about his previous 7 Hell in a Cell matches, including when I got my respect from The Undertaker.
Who?
Edge. So the Undertaker. Okay. So Drew McIntyre comes out, but the cell door's locked, and Randy's all proud of himself. McIntyre then reaches behind the barricade and grabs bolt cutters.
How convenient!
Yeah. He cuts the chain off. Gets in the ring, or enters the cell. Orton gets back in the ring, grabs a chair, and then after Drew gets in the cell, he says, "Your ass belongs to me."
Yeah, that's right.
And then that's it. That's the end of the show.
It took that.
Yeah.
And then it's
fades
your
to
ass
black.
Belongs to me. And then it fades to black. And you just see browsers.
Yeah.
It's going to get kinky in that ring.
As soon as they get in the cell, that's when they end the show.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
You have it on rumors or anything?
Is there an exclusive show? What
happened? Were there any fans that recorded? Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
No, they don't get to see that shit.
Their screens get turned off.
Right.
I'm here at the Thunderdome. I don't even get that.
No.
Nope.
No, you're not.
Fuck yourself.
You're not really in a Thunderdome.
Right.
In fact, this glitchy feed in the first place, you're not really seeing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even see, like, did anything happen after Raw?
Who cares?
Went off the air. Like,
he probably ran away.
Some WWE exclusive. But they're in the
cell.
Or
he just goes, raise it, and they raise it.
They have nowhere to hide in the cell.
Right.
Except under the ring.
Yeah.
They should have at least been like, Tom Phillips should have been like, I'm sorry, our time's over. We have to go off the air. We're sorry. We can't show you the rest.
It's not our fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
Please watch my guy.
All right, so let's give awards. Who, Jeff, for worst dressed?
Otis.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was funny. I had Aunt Bailey.
Okay.
I had Braun with the load on his face.
Oh.
Oof.
Best dressed?
Jeez.
Still got to go
tough
to Sasha.
One, Sasha.
This is hard, though.
Yeah.
Because Alexa Bliss looked amazing.
There is one correct answer this week.
It is Sasha Banks.
I mean, I wouldn't tell anyone they're wrong if they picked Alexa, but Sasha was insane.
Yeah. Paint. Fucking she had paint insane. On. That's great.
Worst acting?
Mustafa Ali.
T-Bar.
I'm going with Tony Gonzalez.
Okay.
Best acting.
Alexa Bliss.
Ooh.
Yeah, I went with Alexa.
Yeah, let's go with that. Sweep it.
Yeah.
Worst comment.
2 turds.
Hey, where'd he go?
I had Michael Cole. If Braun wins, SmackDown won't have a world title.
Yeah.
And I won't be able to come.
Right.
I can't come without a world title.
Yeah.
Corey, you know that. best comment.
Mine was the line about one of us was going to turn on each other. I just did it first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had spreading our seed all over the arena.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Nice. So
worst match?
I had Reigns versus Strowman. Like, we've seen it 100 times. It ended with a submission.
I had the Retribution versus Hurt Business.
I had Lana versus Asuka, because why is that even happening in the first place?
That was my slow-mo.
Yep.
My slow-mo was the women's Fatal 4-Way.
Mine was Lars versus Jeff.
Did you have a best match?
Pass.
Sweep it.
There's nothing.
Worst move?
Lana through the table again.
Yeah. I had Retribution tapping out.
Yeah,
T-bar tapping
out. T-bar.
Yeah.
T-bar taps.
Yep.
Best move?
I guess that crossbody that... what's his name did?
A crossbody.
Yeah.
That can't be.
What was better? I mean, like, yeah, like, what was...
I mean, what else was a big move? This?
Right. Making the fist.
Lana going through the table a fifth time?
No.
Even that's worse. Boring now.
Pass.
I guess we'll pass.
Pass, yeah.
Worst moment or segment?
The hacker reveal.
Yeah, I mean, I had Elias's concert first, and then I was like, you know, that reveal was garbage.
I was going back and forth between those two, and then I ended up picking the show going off the air as McIntyre enters the cell.
Yeah.
Just whatever. Okay. And then best moment?
My best moment is whatever happened after they went off the air. Because I didn't get to see anything else. No, Alexa coming into the
fire. Yeah, Alexa in the funhouse.
Alexa is in the funhouse.
Sweeping.
We've been waiting for it.
A lot of sweeps.
It's a long bust, but we're finally getting it.
Yeah.
Bust a nut.
Thank you, Jake. All right, on to breaking news. This one's really cool. Eric Bischoff, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how he said that he filmed a couple of interviews for a couple episodes for Dark Side of the Ring Season 3.
Yeah.
Well, Vice, it's official now. They officially renewed Dark Side of the Ring for a 14-episode Season 3.
Can we get Jake?
Yeah.
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
14 episodes.
14 episodes.
Last season was 10. The season before that was, I think, 6 only. But
yeah.
14 episodes. Man. That's awesome. And I think one of them is Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it should be really cool. I'm excited for that. Also, John Cena married his girlfriend, Sharia Zadeh. I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Shay Cena.
It's weird because you can't see her anymore. That's what happens when you marry him. But yeah, they got married in a private ceremony in Tampa. They only dated for a year.
Yeah.
Only dated for a year. And PW Insider, like, broke the story before TMZ. And, like, TMZ even gave PW Insider credit for that. Like, how did they get that before TMZ?
Just crazy.
Because he's a movie star now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good for PW Insider for getting that scoop. And then, I don't know, do you have anything else?
I got something from Twitter I thought was pretty funny. Mickey James tweeted, a little WWE hashtag free agent fun fact. For you, Mickey James has had more career and title wins than Humberto Carrillo, Murphy, Drew Gulak, Tucker, Lucha House Party, and Shorty G combined. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, because she went undrafted.
She went undrafted.
Right.
So she was a little bitter about that.
Hey, free agent. I'd go into free agency, Mickey James.
Right.
Get that T-bar money.
And apparently, according to the Orange County Department of Health, WWE Full Sail, the Performance Center on Forsyth, and the Amway Arena are being investigated as, like, COVID-19 problem areas.
Right.
Well, they've had multiple outbreaks.
Multiple outbreaks. So, I mean, there's like a gym and like an Amazon distribution center.
Right.
Like a church. But yeah, three WWE places are on there.
Joe, I can't focus if you have that video
man.
Of Sasha.
Look at
up.
This part right here.
Yeah,
the very
I know.
Beginning.
You could you could
right
just straight
it.
Up fap to that. And I'm not in middle school anymore.
No.
Right. Right. Putting it away.
Any other news?
No, it's not.
All right, rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
Did you guys cover that Raw Underground is probably gone?
So Dave Meltzer reports that Raw Underground is done, at least for now.
For now.
And the main reason is because Raw Underground had all three brands. Like, people from NXT, SmackDown, and Raw. So, like, if another COVID outbreak happens and all three brands get affected.
Right, yeah.
So they're saying that's why. Because they still said, that's the guy from Raw Underground. So I guess it could come back at some point. But, yeah, it's done for now. And I guess so is Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
So that didn't last long. Yeah. And then Brian Alvarez says he heard WWE plans to stay in the Thunderdome until January. Which I guess makes sense because Vince probably wants a crowd by Royal Rumble.
I guess.
Since that's the big pay-per-view.
I mean, it's like, do you risk like trying to go on tour or do you wait till you can...
I don't know if they're going to go on tour. I think they're just going to stay in Florida because Florida is the only place that you could do anything now, right?
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
There's no... Like, you don't even have to wear a mask in Florida anymore, right?
Really?
I heard that, yeah.
Like, it's just... Everything.
Or is everything just open but you still have to wear a mask, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But everything is 100% capacity now.
Right,
like,
right. Yeah. They said, fuck it. We're going live.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think even though it is, like, the Buccaneers, they're not allowing, like, full capacity, but there's some people.
Yeah.
I mean, even if the Dolphins did allow full capacity, they wouldn't even get... They never got that anyway, so...
Right.
Any other rumors?
I got one more, although it's being reported by Sports Illustrated, so it might be news. But, you know, Tim Donaghy, the... NBA ref who got sentenced to 15 months in prison.
Yes.
For basically throwing games and getting money out of it. Well, where would a guy like that... Where's the only place he could have a second career? I don't know. Pro wrestling?
Yeah.
He makes his pro wrestling officiating debut for MLW.
Okay.
Whatever the hell that is.
Maybe wrestling. That is like the shittiest... way of, like, for publicity, like...
I was always a wrestling fan growing up, so this should be... I'm interested to see where this goes. He's going to be a ref. So, of course, his character will be taking bribes and stuff.
Sure.
You're, like, literally making fun of how you disgrace the whole pro sport.
Oh, God, can they do the Hogan thing? The $100 bill's coming out of his zipper, brother.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he should always have money falling out of his pockets as he refs. That would be hilarious.
Right. That's where MJF was before AEW. He was in MLW.
Major League Wrestling?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Trivia time.
Oh, well, this one's coming to us from Carlos Ramirez, a fan of ours.
Right.
Reached out to me on social media and said, hey, I'd like to submit a trivia question. And I was like, thank you.
So this one's on you if it's wrong, Carlos.
Did you hear the one I...
No, I didn't. Oh. Quick recap.
Oh, it was... So the Hell in a Cell debuted in 97. Mm-hmm. And then... it didn't have a WWF title defense until several years later.
What was it?
And they did two title defenses in 1 year.
Oh.
And what were the matches?
Just tell me what they were.
The six-pack Armageddon.
Oh.
Where Rikishi flew off.
Oh, my God.
And then Cactus Jack versus Triple H at No Way Out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was like the year 2000. So it took like 3 years.
I eventually got the right answer.
Shane, you're always right.
This one's going to be hard, so I'll help you guys, but you guys have to work together here. There have only been two Hell in a Cell matches that have been repeated.
Lesnar and Taker.
Lesnar and Taker is correct.
Yeah.
You know which matches? You don't need this, but...
They did it at Hell in a Cell 2015.
Right.
That was the second one.
But it was 13 years before that, the first one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was like Unforgiven.
No Mercy.
No Mercy, okay. Yeah.
And the second one? And there's kind of a third one with like a loophole, but there's really only two.
Didn't Taker and Mankind do two? No?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
I remember one of these. I don't remember that.
Is it Taker and someone else?
No, it's not Taker. It's like an all-time rivalry of like the 2000s.
Cena and Orton.
Oh, okay.
Hell in the Cell 2009 and Hell in the Cell 2014.
Wow.
Mm.
The third one that's kind of CM Punk versus Ryback happened twice, but one of them, Paul Heyman, was in the match. So it doesn't really count.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was inside the cage.
Oh, right.
Because like 1 year he was with Punk and then the next year he was with Ryback.
Yeah, Hell in the Cell 2012 and then Hell in the Cell 2013.
Two Hell in a Cell matches with Ryback and
Punk.
Yeah.
In consecutive years.
What the fuck?
Like, the second annual Punk versus Ryback at Hell in a Cell.
That's awful.
Yeah, and people wonder why he quit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, fan questions. All right, this one is from James Mahone. This is a good one. Were you guys aware that this was the season premiere of Raw? Did you guys know?
Wait.
I've heard rumors. I don't know. Was that
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold it.
Wait it.
Daniel Delaney, does Retribution make it all the way to WrestleMania only to be squashed by HBK, Foley, and Austin? We could only hope.
We could only dream and hope. That would be great.
Except when Wade Barrett was like, this is the best three men in wrestling. They'd be like, these are the three worst men in wrestling. Right, right.
And then come out like, I don't know, who are some like super, like Blue Meanie.
Yeah.
There you go.
And, no, I would
Balls
do.
Balls Mahoney.
I would do that.
Hornswoggle.
And Hornswoggle.
But I would have like 30 members of Retribution in the ring. Yeah. And have them just destroy them.
Hornswoggle is taking it to Retribution.
Super Kicks and Stunners, the Super Kicks and Stunners, gang.
Jason Dearham. Why am I here, Kang? Yeah. Jason Dearham, why the fuck didn't MVP recruit Jordan for the Hurt Business before AJ got to Raw? Jordan's the name of that giant
guy.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name, so I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, lackluster reveals Mr. McMahon as the higher power, Mustafa Ali as the hacker, or Hornswoggle as the anonymous Raw GM.
I think
you got to push McMahon, even though that's not a good.
McMahon,
none of these
fire
are good.
Ali and Barry Hornswoggle.
Awful.
Off. Yeah. Amir, supernatural monster, wants to fight guys who want to destroy the company because he works for because he cares about his paycheck. That's the Fiend versus Retribution for you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Jack Goodwin, we get this question all the time. And we're not going to answer this again. Who's the first AEW wrestler to jump ship to WWE? And like, that's impossible to answer. Like, I don't know how he would know that.
The only one I could realistically see doing is Adam Page, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. He's a VP
AEW.
Jungle Boy. I'll just say a random name. Jungle Boy.
Yeah, his dad probably is like.
Oh, Luchasaurus would be great. God.
Wow.
Like all they're doing him is having him tag with 4-foot children.
I mean, imagine him in WWE. He'll be the 24/7 champ.
Oh, for sure. Easily. First day.
And then losing to R-Truth every week by a roll-up.
God, if you could put him in NXT. God.
DeMarcus Moreland, if AEW moved to Monday next week, do you think they could beat Raw? Maybe not right away, but
eventually,
they do damage.
Yeah.
They do some real damage. I mean, Raw's already in the toilet. They can't even get 2 million fucking viewers. It's awful.
Right.
Shaquille Oatmeal. Did anyone else see how T-Bag... Did anyone else see how T-Bag was standing by the turnbuckle? He was standing on the apron and had a foot on the top turnbuckle. A little strange. Yeah. Right. Well, that's Retribution for you.
Yeah.
Dashing Dan, Pushfire Barry for MILF hotness, not all around hotness. Lacey Evans, Mickey James, Stephanie McMahon.
Push Mickey, Barry Lacey, fire Stephanie.
I mean, fire Stephanie. I mean, I think Lacey's hotter, but she doesn't look like a MILF. She doesn't look like a mom.
Right.
So I guess push Mickey if we're talking just MILF
hotness. Right.
Vladimir Jordan, couldn't WWE let Jay have his moment when he attacked Roman with a chair? Yep.
That's what we just said.
Why let Roman?
One moment.
Just one.
Everybody gets one. Nope.
No.
No.
Because he's Roman Reigns. Minnesota Nice, are you disappointed with Alexa's new look? Do you think they will continue to add more makeup or accessories to her outfit?
She swept best dress.
She's perfect.
Didn't she?
No, Sasha.
No, that was Sasha.
She swept runner up.
She swept.
She still looked amazing. No, it was like Freddy Krueger, which she's done before. She's dressed like Freddy Krueger for matches. Yeah. Kyle Fox, and next time we see Shane McMahon, will they even mention Raw Underground or pretend it never happened? I don't know. When are we going to see Shane again? For what reason?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure something. I don't know.
Raw Above Ground?
Raw Above Ground.
Zaheen Rahman.
Raw Overground.
Zaheen Rahman, so WWE are paying Retribution to wreck WWE.
Yes.
And according to Tom Phillips, WWE is now paying the Hurt Business to stop Retribution from wrecking WWE. Please help me see the business logic. All right, Eric.
Yes.
Explain.
Well, you see, the puppy is like industry.
Terry Melton, so did WWE think fans wouldn't be able to figure out El Gran Gordo was actually Otis if he didn't have him carrying his lunchbox? It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Right.
Well, no, he has to have a lunchbox or else people won't know it's him. Our fans are fucking idiots.
Did you see that the Lucha House Party actually turned to watch Otis do a couple of moves?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This is some racist shit. You don't make fun of us, man.
And what's even worse is like, that's another stable where, first of all, we don't give a shit about, But they couldn't. They didn't have the decency to like have a breakup of the
finish
Lucha
it.
Finish it.
Finish the breakup.
Fucking finish it.
Right.
No. All they did was push each other.
Right.
Jesus. All right. That this one is that dog has a puffy tail. That's a Simpsons quote. They should they should change Lana's theme to the Curb Your Enthusiasm music and play it every time she's sent. Oh my god,
Lana is the best.
another Samoan drop through the table.
Oh my gosh, now I want that video.
Yeah,
can you make that?
I mean, I could.
You should do it.
Remind me.
I think
you should have her like the last time she yells at Rusev, and then right after that, have her go through the table.
Carlos Ramirez, who said in trivia earlier, will we ever see someone go through the cell roof again? It took 16 years for someone to fall through it. Also, prediction for Sunday, Roman threatens to throw Jay off the cell and makes him say, I quit, and then throws him off anyway.
They did it for fake and someone almost died. Then they did it for real and it like lost its luster. You're like, oh, they couldn't have done that for fake. So it's like, I don't know. It's really hard. That's a there's only one person who will take that bump.
Yeah, only one person's done
it. And he's retired.
Yeah. Right.
No one else will do it.
Matt Sillett, why does nothing in WWE make sense? Because
I'm a genius.
Albert, we have not seen Finn Balor as the Demon Kang in a while. What are some amazing gimmicks that faded away that you wish had not?
I heard, I'd read something not too long ago that Finn Balor says he doesn't want to do it anymore.
He doesn't, no. He said that in an interview.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense for his current character in NXT.
Because everyone loves the fucking demon.
To do it.
Yeah.
If he goes face on the main show again someday, he could do it.
Good luck with that. Right. I'm never going back.
Ever.
No more Balor Club. That's fucking stupid.
Fuck your club. Your club.
What's a gimmick that I like that just faded away?
The hacker on SmackDown.
Like Gangrel was not around for long.
I was just thinking the Brood.
You know?
Like, that was kind of a cool...
Gangrel was not there for long.
Yeah. Because it was Edge and Christian, then the Hardys were the new Brood.
Yeah.
I was kind of digging right to censor because of the fact that it had gotten so R-rated. I thought it was kind of cool with all the jobbers and stuff.
Yeah.
And they kind of scrapped that pretty quick.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess Gangrel. I don't know. Miles Stacy, since Ali's the SmackDown hacker... Is he a permanent wild card, or is he just on a brand-to-brand invitational kind of visa?
Wild card.
He hacked the system, and he has permanent wild card
status.
And
we did have 12 wild cards, by the way.
Oh, I said 15.
Six again. You were close. Very close.
Very close.
Rive, if the Fiend starts a stable, select the next person to join.
I would say Bo Dallas, for
sure. Yeah, we said Bo Dallas.
For sure.
I mean, why not? He's not doing anything.
Yeah.
He wasn't the big reveal for NXT.
No.
So?
No.
No.
Poor Andrew.
Poor all of us. Josh is the NXT prediction champion.
Hey, that was on you guys. You let that happen.
Sure.
Real quick, I have a quick shout out. I know we do birthdays. One of our patrons, Jen Culpa, got married this past weekend.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. With the
perfect. Perfect. So,
I mean, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Eric's like, we do birthday shout outs, and Jen just got married.
Happy marriage.
Happy birthday
to your marriage.
Yes.
It birthed a marriage.
That's funny. All right, that is all for fan questions. So now we have to give our predictions for Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Ooh.
Four matches.
All right, this will take 5 minutes.
So just like last time, we'll... you know, they're going to add matches during the week, and we'll give our we'll write down our predictions for those matches then, I guess. But it won't be on the air, obviously.
Right.
All right. First up, we have the only non-Hell in a Cell match on the card so far.
As of current recording?
It's not even for a title or anything. It's Jeff Hardy versus Elias.
Okay, I had pass. Eric? Just pass.
I've got Jeff, other.
I have Elias, pin.
Yeah, this was a toss up for me.
Yeah.
I have
this
Jeff.
This was a toss out for me.
Yeah. I have Jeff with a pin.
Yeah.
Does a guitar get smashed?
Of course.
I have yes.
I have yes. I have Jeff winning, but then Elias smashes him with a guitar.
Yeah. I had the guitar smash, which causes a DQ.
Okay. That could very well happen, too. Yeah. And how many people interfere?
It's a tough call because Hardy's feuding with like 5 people.
That's true.
I'm not done with Jeff Hardy.
Hardy.
I'm going to go zero.
Yeah, zero. Yeah, SmackDown Women's Championship, Hell in a Cell, Bayley versus Sasha.
I got Sasha with a submission.
I've got Bayley with a pin.
Wow, they're going to save it?
Of course.
Of course? Save it for what? Survivor Series? Who gives a fuck?
No, they're going to play this shit out for a long time.
Yeah, but Sasha's had the experience. They've been they're bullying the shit out of her every week.
So she's going to lose clean, like, to Bayley?
She doesn't have to lose clean. Well, there's
no DQ.
She's taking the title.
Yeah, she's leaving with the title.
I have Sasha with the submission. All right. Do they fight on top of the cell?
No.
I have yes, because I think they're capable of it. I think they're going to do that for the first time with the women.
I mean,
that's dangerous.
They're always capable of it.
Does anyone fall off the top?
No.
No.
Yeah, I got Bayley going off the top through a... No, I'm just kidding. I have no
through
threat.
The like, Thunderdome fan screens.
Yeah.
Mr. No Title Andrew's just going rogue lately.
I got nothing to lose.
Andrew's got the Riot Squad interfering.
How many people interfere?
None.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. WWE Championship Hell in a Cell match, McIntyre versus Orton.
I've got Drew with a pin.
Same.
We all have Drew.
Yeah.
Hey, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Fool me three fucking times.
Well, they haven't fooled,
I shouldn't do this
they
anymore.
They haven't fooled me yet. But I was, like, a week ago, I was all in on Orton.
You were.
And, I don't know.
The reason I've been choosing Orton is because you made me think when Edge comes back, that's what they're setting it up as.
Right.
But I just think Drew's the company man right now.
Well, I think he's done such a good job.
I was hoping you were still sold on Orton, because I'm thinking ahead that Survivor Series is in a month, and they're not going to do heel Orton versus heel Reigns. They're going to do face Drew versus heel Reigns. Finn Balor.
No, because Triple H said on that interview, remember, like last week, that he's like, Drew versus Reigns is going to be a big, like, Stone Cold Rock level one day, but it has to be a few years down the line.
Well,
so I don't think they're going to do
it. But this doesn't count for anything, so.
Yeah, but Survivor Series is always a toss up every year. You don't know if they're going to do champion versus champion.
That's true.
It might be Team Orton versus Team McIntyre.
Yeah.
Sure, that's probably what it'll be.
As of right now, we have New Day versus Street Profits. We have Bayley versus Asuka.
For what, though?
He's talking Survivor Series. You're getting ahead of yourself.
I know.
Not just that. You're talking like Night of Champions. The Survivor Series, they just don't do all the champs versus each other.
Yeah, they do. That's what they've been
doing. The Survivor Series teams.
No, the last few years. Remember, it's been Raw versus SmackDown. Yeah. And it's been...
But the champions all fight? I don't think that...
Yeah.
No, because what's-his-face was the champ and he was on one of the teams. Who? 2 years ago. Like Reigns, Lesnar, Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, they were all champion and they were on
one
teams.
Year you had AJ versus Brock, and then the next year you had Daniel versus Brock.
Yeah. Mm. And then this past Survivor Series, it was all NXT versus Raw versus SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like the North American champion versus triple threats.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Except they didn't do the two, they didn't do the main titles. That was the only thing they didn't do.
Yeah,
but they have been doing it with
It was Adam Cole, and he was on Team NXT, right?
No, he fought Pete Dunne.
Did he?
It was just like a match against Pete Dunne or whatever. Mm. But yeah.
Well,
anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Yeah, we all have McIntyre with a pin, I assume.
Yeah.
Do they fight in the top?
No.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay, I have no. Does anyone fall off the top?
No.
I have no as well. How many people interfere?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the Legends Lounge in effect.
That's right.
Because then it could be anyone. I mean, I have none.
If it's not Edge, then it's no one, right?
Yeah.
So I put zero for now because I'm not sure if Edge is coming back. Universal Championship, Hell in a Cell, I Quit match, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. If anyone puts Jey and he wins, you automatically win everything.
Okay.
Any takers?
Nope.
Nope.
No takers.
No.
All right. Roman Reigns for the win?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does someone actually say, I quit? Because we've had this happen where, these matches don't end like that before.
I know.
I'm going to say yes.
Like maybe.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
Jimmy might say it for Jey.
Yeah.
It sounds similar.
Someone will say it.
He's going to write it on a towel.
They'll just play the Mankind audio from all those years ago. I quit!
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. There it is.
How'd I get here, King? King?
Do they fight on top of the cell?
I have yes here. This is the match where I have them fighting.
I have no. Roman. No.
I have yes.
How about that?
And does anyone fall off the top?
No.
I'm going to put no, but I think if there was a match where someone could do it,
it'd be Jey Uso.
It would be Jey Uso.
Yeah.
He wants to have that moment.
I'm sure he would want to do it.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Right.
And, that's how you get like immortalized.
How many people interfere?
One. I have one.
Yeah.
Who?
Jimmy.
Does it matter?
He's got to get in this. He's still hurt. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say Jimmy. It could be Paul Heyman.
Could be Jimmy. Could be all right. Paul Heyman.
Surprise appearance.
Could be Naomi. Who knows?
Surprise appearance. I got Jimmy Uso.
Jimmy. No, he's just.
He was just there.
You didn't write anything.
When? At the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like a month ago. I haven't seen him for a while. All right, I'm putting Edge then.
They have been off TV for a while.
I see, look, on the back I wrote Jimmy, but then I knew you weren't going to let me pick Jimmy, so I'm putting Edge.
What? You wrote two names? Are we allowing this?
No. Those were his Edge. Choices.
I'm putting right, Edge.
Fine.
Edge. Because you won't let me pick Jimmy.
Okay.
Because technically, when I picked Brock, he was at WrestleMania. The next pay-per-view was Money in the Bank. Yeah. But no one was expecting Brock. That was different. Right. We all pretty much expect Jimmy to be there again this time.
Well, Brock has...
Don't murder him, Moose!
Brock came back at Hell in a Cell 1 year.
Yeah.
To rip the cell door.
So, I got Edge. Who do you have?
Brock.
Oh, you both have Brock?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably none of that's going to happen.
Probably not.
No.
How many announcer tables are broke? I guess for now I should change that question to, does the announcer table break? Because there's only one.
Right.
So I put one.
So I put yes.
Yes, one.
Yeah, we all put one.
Predict a match that hasn't been announced yet.
Street Profits versus Ziggler and Rude.
Sure. Okay, that's probably right.
KO versus Aleister Black.
That's what I put.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Will there be blood? There's three Hell in a Cell matches.
Gotta be.
And they talk about how it's so brutal and it changes careers.
You're saying no?
Not one drop.
Will there be blood? No, they've actually been doing blood lately a little bit. So I'm saying yes.
I've yes.
I said yes.
I think in the Reigns Uso, Uso will probably be a bloody mess.
Right.
What's the opening match?
Owens versus Aleister Black?
You didn't even put it as your surprise match. That's funny.
Yeah.
I just put the woman's Hell in the Cell. It's hard to do them back to back.
Me too. Spread them out. They're doing three.
Yeah.
They're going to open with one.
Yeah.
And then what's the main event?
Roman Reigns versus Us.
I did the WWE Championship for this one.
Yeah.
It's always Roman.
So, yeah.
It's always Roman.
Right.
I got Roman and Jay.
We'll see.
I don't think it should be.
No.
But if Edge returns, then that would be probably be Orton McIntyre. But maybe. We don't know. And then Lock of the Century.
Oh, Roman Reigns.
It's always you, Roman.
Roman Reigns.
It's
Roman
always Reigns. You, Roman.
Roman Reigns.
Right. Yeah. All right, then. There it is. I win.
I'm going to retain.
Getting my title back.
No, I have the title.
No. I remembered. I remember everything.
I honestly don't know who has the title.
No, because remember...
And I don't care.
Shayna and Nia retained on Raw, which we added the points from that match to the scorecard.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you didn't. You had the other ones.
I had the Riot
Squad. I ended up winning by 1 point.
I don't think so.
I won by 1 point.
I guess the title's just vacant for now. All right. Yeah. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling because you know what Joe's wearing is what's going to happen on Sunday. Kick out, spear, pin, repeat.
He'll repeat it. He'll do it on Jimmy.
Yeah, and then
Lesnar,
if you want to see our Hell in a Cell recap, then join our patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Right.
Not much.
We're going to be getting into the popular trends 2021. Joe's going to launch OnlyFans exclusive to our Patreon. So
that's right.
Yeah. If you want to see, Joe swang in the banana hammock.
Wow.
That's all it is. It's all butt stuff.
It's all butt. Joe's butt. Maybe some feet.
In pants.
Can't wait to upload those. All right, we'll see you after Hell in a Cell. Strongest and best looking man in the world.
Bubba's glove. Daddy can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.